Fashion designer Andre Soriano is here to talk about his appearance on Bravo's reality TV series, Styled to Rock, hosted by Rihanna, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Andre.
Hi.
How did you get involved with Styled to Rock?
It took almost like 6 months, the whole year of 2012 almost, to kind of like lock that in. And then, you know, I have to talk to different psychologists, and, you know, there's like a certain protocol and process to be in it. Then finally, I couldn't even believe that I was amongst the thousands of all the fashion designers in the United States and in America. I was chosen to be one of them, so I was like totally thrilled and proud of it still and grateful.
What is your inspiration for your designs?
For my previous fashion shows, I did like a lot of old Hollywood glamour. And with my exposure with Rihanna and meeting a lot of young celebrities, I thought, well, I'm done with my taping and now I'm back in San Diego. I'm doing my collection. It took me a month and a half to do my Punk Deluxe collection. It's actually based on young Hollywood. That is like Rihanna, you know, meeting Rihanna, Miley Cyrus, Carly Rae Jepsen. You know, so I profile and I actually use them as my muse, and also Pharrell Williams, you know, like a lot of musicians that, you know, in a more younger generation. That's why I use a lot of black. It's like young Hollywood, and it's more like bringing the 80s back into what we have now and bringing it back like the punk look, but my interpretation in the 2013. So it's really exciting. And it was really a fun collection to do so, and I showcased that in San Diego, in Fashion Week San Diego, and afterwards I showcased it in Fashion Week in Los Angeles as well.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Right now, it's just really exciting, moving into other things. You know, I'm still under negotiation if I can be one of the designers along with Versace for the Oscar after party at the first mansion, so I'm looking forward into that. I'm just getting ready for, you know, once January comes in, I'm coming up with my new collection. It's going to be a fun collection. I'm just looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, after here in half a day, I'm going to be driving to LA so I can buy a lot of fabric for this next collection.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I love LGBT. I've always have supported lesbian, gay, and transgender community, and bisexuals as well. You know, we did a fashion show a long time ago where it's supporting, like, kids that, you know, to be confident as far as, like, you know, it's okay to be gay and everything. So I'm an avid supporter of our community, and at the Pride Parade in San Diego, which is really great to support that cause.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
In 2014? Well, now that the marriage is out in the open, I think people are much more acceptable. Of course, there are still, like, different areas, just like how everyone's staring at me because I'm wearing heels right now. It's quite interesting, but I think it's a little bit more accepting now. A lot of young people, especially just like me as growing as a child, you know, we need mentors and stuff, and they never really had that. So at this position, I like to mentor like young kids, you know, in the LGBT in the community in San Diego. Sometimes I would volunteer and just like go there, like for homeworks or whatnot. So it's nice to have that support to the younger generation as well.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, I know for sure that these kids need a lot of support, like I said, but at the same time, my advice is just, like, follow your heart, and you can only do things one day at a time, and stick to your goals and your dreams in life. After all, we only live once. It doesn't really matter what everyone said, but if you have goals, you know, you have to set your goals and put everything into perspective. You know, along the ways, like me, where I'm at right now, you know, there's some bumps ahead of the road. But at the same time, you just got to stick to what you really want. And there's some people that's going to be there on your side. And there are some things that either they're there with you or not. But ultimately, follow your dreams and your goals in life. And later on, soon enough, you don't even know that you're already there. That's my advice.
How can people get information about you and your fashion line?
They can go to andresoriano.com. We are in transit right now of having distribution as far as the store. It's not quite there about at AndreSoriano.com.
What new projects are you working on?
Right now, the Academy Oscars are coming soon, so I'm just making like a lot of gowns. I'm doing my collection for 2014 as well, and I'm positioning it for 2015. I just started my menswear line, ready-to-wear, and also women's ready-to-wear. I actually specialized in evening, like I said earlier on, and now it's just exciting that I'm branching out, and I also have some accessory line as well that could be found on the website.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Oh, absolutely. Well, fashion is freedom, and it's all about peace, love, glamour, and fashion, and my mantra is to acquire and achieve the utmost highest quality of living and enable to share the successes with the world with assurance of positive improvement at life's finest. I mean, we're in this planet together and we have to work together. We just had a fashion show benefit for the typhoon victims. You know, I was heartbroken at the time. I couldn't do anything when Katrina happened and also the one in Haiti. And then after Fashion Week, Los Angeles, it's like, okay, and being on TV, it's like, okay, I need to mobilize myself. But I don't know any Filipino community in San Diego, so I reached out, went to the internet, the FilipinoAmerican.com. Her name is Melanie Garcia. It's like, hey, let's do something about the community. You know, these people need help now. And next thing you know, SeaWorld and a lot of wonderful people opened their hearts and their support and their love, the outpour of them, and we raised $16,000 for the Philippines. This was like about 2 weeks or a week and a half ago, which is incredible. You know, and the whole city of San Diego supported me on this. And from like celebrity models that walked my runway, like Kiara Belen of America's Next Top Model and Monique Victoria and a lot of supermodels that I worked with in Los Angeles, drove down and even Miss Orange County to support this benefit. And it's just so incredible with the outpour of love and support, like I said, to really help. You know, it takes a village to help a village. And it's just proven that when there is, you know, devastation, people are always there. So it was an incredible experience, you know, just to be part of it, of such good cause. So it was amazing.